Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
We have decades worth of my husband's voice. We have unused material from speeches that he's had that no one has heard yet. In the words of my husband, buckle up, because there is a lot of content to be had.
Erica Kirk there talking about the fact that you've not heard the last from Charlie Kirk, even though you will be hearing new voices on TPUSA and there'll be new leadership there. Erica Kirk is obviously taking over. But there's still lots to hear and lots of feelings to sort out after his, you know, horrible murder. And the fact that we're now going to be drugged through a trial with this kid that they've arrested for this. And it's just going to be ongoing. Unfortunately, in St. Louis County, they don't have the intestinal fortitude to pass a resolution honoring the great man that Charlie Kirk was, but they did out in St. Charles County this week, and we've got County Councilman Joe Brazel on the phone this morning. Joe, how are you?
Mark, I'm doing great. How are you doing? How was your vacation? Was it good?
It was good, my friend. I hated that I missed that party at your house, but it looked like it was well attended.
Oh, it was. We had over 200 people, raised about $60,000. It was awesome.
That's fantastic. I'm sorry I missed that, but you know, I did see you guys were busy at St. Charles County Council this week.
Yes, we were. So me and Tim Baker, we talked about doing a resolution, and then we found out that Mark Harder from St. Louis County was going to pass it. And we're like, well, we don't need, let's let them do it, because that's great, and that's awesome, you know? And then they failed it, and we could, what in the heck happened over here, you know? We couldn't believe it. And I called him up, and he said, well, there were people that showed up and was claiming that Charlie Kirk was a racist and all this silly nonsense that was complete mistruths and not even the facts. And so I'm like, well, the heck with that. We're going to pass it. And we did, and we unanimously passed it. And there were a few lefty nut jobs in there that were complaining, saying they're racist and all that misinformation that they just go to, the left goes to, because they have nothing else to say. But no, we passed it. It was awesome. Yeah, and I'm glad we did.
Well, and you know, I noticed a little bit of a difference between your resolution and the one they tried to pass in St. Louis County. Correct me if I'm wrong, but you also put some language in there regarding those lawmakers in Minnesota that got murdered, didn't you?
Well, we did. We added some other lawmakers. There were Democrats, and the fact is what we were doing has nothing to do with political partisanship. It has to do with being not being violent when people have a different opinion. And look, Mark, you know, the truth of the matter is, if somebody was preaching about satanic values and being agnostic or an atheist, I would defend them to have the right to, I wouldn't agree with them, but I would defend them to have the right to say what they want to say. And so the fact is you got these lefties that just want to shut everybody up and cancel culture and everything else. And so, yeah, you're right. I mean, we added a little bit of language just to make it a little more across the board and not about what some folks may say, oh, he was a conservative right-wing nut job or whatever the nuts say. But no, it was all good, and it was about being being loving to people and have an understandable debate and being able to disagree to and walk away in harmony. I mean, that's right. What it's about, you know.
Joe, Dan Buck here. Thanks to you and Tim for getting the ball rolling and getting that approved. And, you know, I call it the free county. I'm one of the thousands who have defected from the socialist mindset of
Sam Page.
Sam Page yeah. And that whole county board that just doesn't seem to get it. And coming out here, what a refreshing start it is in St. Charles County, where you guys just use common sense laws and you're not up in everybody's business. But have you seen an enormous, it just seems like I'm seeing new developments, new homes. I live in Newtown where there's a whole new, you know, several hundred new houses being added there over the next couple of years. Is it just all over the county right now?
It's pretty bad. It's the cities that are mostly doing it. Unincorporated county doesn't have the explosive growth like the cities do. And mostly O'Fallon is the worst one on trying to annex unincorporated county. There's a lawsuit right now that's going on that's trying to slow all this stuff down. It's Citizens for Smart Growth is suing the city of O'Fallon. And it's stopped the project for almost 2 years. It's on DD. And so this explosive growth is out of control. We have a 200% increase in apartments in the last two years. And so it's completely out of control. But you can mostly fault these cities for doing that. The county, we have a 3 and 5 acre minimum out here, and now we have a master plan and we try to follow it, and we do for the most part. So that's the master plan is in place to try to control the growth so you don't have infrastructure overloads. And by the way, Dan, do you know I have your dad's old Cadillac 73 Eldorado? Do you know I own that?
Now Joe's Jack's not my dad, dear friend. I knew him a long time, but make it clear, I'm not his son.
He's not your dad.
Yeah, and he has that, He has a Dan, which makes it confusing. Dan from his first marriage, and of course Joe, another broadcaster. But yeah, no kin, unfortunately.
So. No kin. I'm sorry. Yeah.
I tried to get him to adopt me. Don't get me wrong. I tried for a long time. My dad was his insurance man. I've known him since I was a little kid, and I would say, "Come on, man." He has 8 kids, and I go, 9. You could have your own baseball team, and I can pitch and I can hit. Come on. So, but never got him to do it. So.
I got you. Well, welcome to the land of the free. We're trying to keep it the land of the free, and it's a fight to keep it the land of the free. So don't forget that that's easy to come by, okay?
Yeah.
No one needs to forget that.
That's true.
Hey, Mark, Dan, it's great talking to you guys. I'll turn you loose, and thanks for letting me talk about the resolution.
Absolutely.
Thanks for honoring Charlie Kirk. Awesome.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, thank you, guys.
Yeah,
all right, bye-bye.
We'll talk soon. Joe Brazel there, county councilman in St. Charles County. I'm glad they did that, though, because particularly, I mean, I understand him saying, let's wait and see what happens in St. Louis County. I didn't think it was ever going to pass in St. Louis County. I never thought it would pass because a lot of the folks on the left are just too hateful. They don't care what your opinion is. They're only tolerant if you agree with them.
Well, and they all have the same talking points. Racist, misogynist, da-da-da-da-da. But I got to think they've never heard Charlie Kirk, that they never have taken the time to go out there and listen to him talk on various issues. Now, you can say all you want about his faith. If you're not in agreement, if you're not a Christian and you don't believe in what Charlie Kirk, that's fine. But those other names and labels you put on him are just absolutely not accurate.
Just false.
He just was not a racist in any way. In fact, I think he showed great compassion to African Americans and the plight and the challenges that face that community. And now he's honest. Don't get me wrong.
Amen.
He points out some things maybe they don't want pointed out. But you can't say that he was racist or had any hatred in his heart.
I think people hated him because they couldn't out logic him when they would face him down. All right, coming up, we'll get to Charles Payne from Fox Business Network. Stay tuned.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.